Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Hypnosis Challenge. This is a variation of different suggestibility experiments and hypnosis challenges that you can do while listening. How creative is your mind? If you want to find out, then just keep on listening. It won't take very long, and I can promise you that it is quite a fun experience. Now, before we begin, there's a few things that you need to do to be ready. First of all, make sure that you have your hands free, ideally sitting down, and that you're able to hear me well. Headphones are definitely ideal for an experience such as this, but it's up to you how you want to listen. Are you ready? All right, let's begin. It's important to know that hypnosis is participatory. I do not magically have control over your mind. You choose how much or how little you want to participate. The more you participate, the more you allow yourself to go with the flow, the more intense the effect will be. You'll also find that the more you allow things to happen, the more natural it will feel and the more magical the experience will become. All of this is simply a taste of what hypnosis can do. And if you're curious, well, there's a whole world to explore. Anyway, let's get right into it. Now, assuming that you're in a comfortable position, stretch out your hands in front of you. Make sure your right hand is turned palm up and your left hand is turned palm down. Now look at both your hands and take in the image of your hands. Look at how one is holding and the other is leaning. Now close your eyes and simply listen. Imagine that on your right hand, the one you're holding up, a heavy book is placed on your open palm. And under your left hand, a very nice helium balloon is placed under it. Now with your right hand, we're going to place another book heavily on top, as you're still holding it up. For your left hand, things are becoming easier and easier as that balloon gets inflated with more and more helium and is so light that it may even lift your hand up. Another heavy book on your right hand and more helium under the left. Now, open your eyes while holding your hands still and look at them. You may notice that they've changed position from where they began. How much they moved says a lot about how creative your mind is. All right, let's move on to the next. Again, we're going to use your hands. This time, hold them out in front of you and clasp them together. Hold them at about eye height. Now, stretch only your index fingers while keeping the rest of your hands clasped. And notice that there can be a space between those fingers. Look at the space between your index fingers. And while you're keeping your hands firmly clasped, close your eyes and imagine that those fingers are being drawn to each other, as if they are both magnetic in opposite poles attracting the closer they get. Now you may not even notice any feeling in your fingers changing, but I'm sure you could imagine them becoming powerful magnets, pulled towards each other more and more. Can you imagine how that would look? How it would feel for you to have those fingers pulled closer and closer together? How it would take more and more effort to keep them apart? You may even notice your hands firming up as they're trying to keep your fingers apart, as the pull between them increases and intensifies. Take a nice deep breath, and on the exhale, feel the attraction, the pull between them intensify even more. Just imagine how nice it would feel to have them pulled so tightly together that they would even stick after you've opened your eyes. Go ahead and open your eyes and look at your fingers. Do you notice the change? You may even notice a difference as you're trying to pull them apart. Now we're going to do one more with your hands, one that is very similar yet a little different. You can keep your hands clasped together, and this time also include your index fingers in the clasp, and hold your hands out in front of you with stretched arms. Look at your hands once more. Look at the image of your hands tightly stuck together. Close your eyes and imagine that I'm slowly pouring some glue between your fingers. You may not even feel the glue itself, but I'm sure you could imagine your hands being glued together. And the more I pour glue over your hands and between your fingers, the more stuck together they become. With every breath, with every passing moment, your hands are getting more and more stuck together. Imagine how it would feel to have them so stuck together that if you were to try to take them apart, they would stay together no matter how hard you tried. And the more you try, the more they stick together. Open your eyes and look at your hands. Look at how they are stuck together, how they are holding on to each other. And try to take them apart. Notice the difference with how it would normally feel and how it feels now. It's an interesting sensation, isn't it? Very well done. You can take them apart now if you didn't already. And once again, the stronger the effect is, the more creative and powerful your mind can be. Now we're going to do another one that is very relaxing and very easy to do wherever you are. The position you're in doesn't matter, and you may even find this useful for whenever you want to relax or need to clear your head. It's called breathing with the eyes, which is a very strange name, but it makes sense as soon as you begin. When you breathe in, keep your eyes open, as if wide awake. And when you breathe out, allow your eyes to close and keep them closed as you exhale, relaxing as you go. Breathing in, eyes open. Breathing out, eyes closed and relaxing. In, eyes open. Out, closed and deeper. In, open. Out, closed and deeper. And as that continues by itself, you may find that opening your eyes becomes more and more effort, and closing your eyes is easier and easier. And within just a few breaths, wouldn't it just be nicer to keep them closed? And yet still, every time you breathe in, you wake up just a little bit. And when you breathe out, you relax even more. Breathing in and out. Very nice. In a moment, I'm going to say wake. And when I do, you can stop following this specific instruction, and you'll find yourself refreshed and more alert again. You may even be surprised at the contrast between how you're feeling now and when you wake. Even though this is a simple word that has very little meaning outside of this context, when you are allowing yourself to participate in hypnosis, words can become very powerful indeed. I'm going to show you another few simple ones. One more with your hand, and one more with your eyes, and then a verbal one to close off. Take one of your hands, it doesn't matter which, and look at the palm of your hand. Place it in such a way that you can comfortably look and you can comfortably hold it there. Focus your eyes on the very center of your palm, allowing all your focus right now to be on the very middle center of your hand. I wonder if you could imagine a line directly from your hand to your mind, like an invisible flow of energy that would pull your hand slowly to your forehead. And as you're looking, you may even notice your hand moving, slowly being pulled closer. I'd like you to imagine the power of that energy, that line between your mind and your hand intensifying. And if you notice it move, notice that you yourself must be in a state of trance. And if you don't notice it move, you may not even be aware of how deeply you are affected. Your hand can now return to its original position when you started staring. And I'd like you to continue to look into the center of your hand. And I'm going to ask you to try to do something. Trying is a very interesting feeling, because it's like doing without succeeding. If you were to try to pick up a glass of water, it would feel like the glass is stuck to something, because you would be doing without succeeding. To try to do something means putting effort without the result. So imagine what would happen if I were to ask you to try to close your hand. And the more you try to close your hand, the more you might notice that your fingers stay in a certain place. It's almost as if they are repelled from your palm. Or maybe they just feel frozen in place. I'm going to say a word that will allow your hand to stop everything that it is doing and allow you, together with your mind, to enter a state of deep trance. It will make a lot of sense to let go of all your thoughts and drop your hand, your mind, your thoughts, to allow yourself to drop in a deep state of trance. And in this state, I'm going to ask you to try to open your eyes. And when I ask you to try to open your eyes will stay closed, very naturally, very comfortably. You may even notice yourself trying, but the more you try, the more your eyes will stay closed. So try to open your eyes. And as you're trying, notice how the rest of your mind just falls deeper into the state. Very good. You can stop trying now, and only you know how that feels. Like I said, we're going to do one more thing. Take a deep breath and wake. I hope you're having some fun with this. I'm going to ask you to reply with the word yes to the following questions. And every time you answer, it'll become easier and easier to say yes. Do you understand? Very good. Now, as we continue, you may notice that it will get easier and easier. Would that be nice? Do you think you can follow this simple instruction? Do you think you can answer yes every time? Do you like the idea of having it become an automatic answer? Do you like the idea that it becomes so automatic that it requires no thought? Can you imagine yourself getting back into trance as you say yes? Can you imagine how nice it would feel to say yes without thinking? Would it feel nice every time you say yes? Can you feel the calm in your mind as you answer yes again? Can you feel how it helps you to let go? Can you feel how saying yes is becoming so easy? Can you imagine how cute it would be that it's all you can say? Entering a state where yes is the natural answer every time, isn't it? Even while awake, it would just feel natural to answer yes, wouldn't it? And for the next few moments, until either my voice ends or I say reset, you will keep answering yes, okay? And I'm not going to ask anything strange. We're going to keep it light and fun, okay? Do you like answering yes every time? Can you imagine how nice it would be to say yes even if you were thinking other things? And maybe you hear yourself talking in your mind, but out of your voice comes only one word, isn't it? What would that word be? And no matter what I ask, all you answer is? Because the only word you can say is So even when you wake, how are you feeling right now? Does it feel good to answer that way? Does it feel fun to have it become an automatic answer? Now, the more you feel this and the more you're unaware of this, the more creative your mind is. So how creative is your mind? Very good. Reset and let your mind return to normal. In a moment, I'm going to count up, and as I count up, everything that I've said can fade from your mind if you want to. And everything that you've done, you can remember with ease. All of this is a fun experience for you, and a way to explore the power and creativity that your mind is capable of. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. What did you think? Did you enjoy it? Well, I hope you'll let me know, and maybe you'll share this with your friends. Figure out how creative their mind is. We'll see. Anyway, thank you for listening, thank you for spending your time here, and supporting me with your attention. Have fun. And be nice with each other.